Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chuck Bode, who wears two hats. He's both the CEO of CB Floors, a top 50 flooring dealer in the United States and a commercial flooring contractor, and also the chairman of the board for Starnet. Chuck, things have changed drastically in the last week, and I thought it'd be good to talk to you. Let's talk about your role as chairman of the board of Starnet. We just got the news the other day that you're canceling your spring meeting in Amelia Island, which we've all been looking forward to. I mean, it's an opportunity for the members to network, an opportunity for the vendors to spend time with the members. Talk about that decision.
Well, you know, that's a big decision because we have over 1,000 people come to that meeting, and it's going to be held in Amelia Island this year in Florida. But Starnet management thought it was probably prudent to relieve the membership of any travel concerns during this health scare so they could spend that time focusing on their business during these trying times. And I don't think there's any question that was the right decision. So we're not going to have it this year. We're going to figure out what we're going to do to make sure that we stay cohesive as a group and move forward together in the most positive fashion possible given the circumstances we find ourselves in.
So I know, you know, one of the things you probably want to try to spur along and create opportunities, ways for members to replace that face-to-face, and I'm sure you'll be looking into that, won't you?
We certainly will. It's interesting. I had some experience with this today. You know, some of the teleconferencing features and companies are not prepared to deal with the call volumes that they're currently experiencing, so that's not a positive for people that want to go to that type of system, but I think they'll gear up for it rapidly.
Yeah.
That's one business that will have a positive impact on this virus.
I got to tell you, I was talking to Tim Balcom, you know, the president of Shaw, yesterday, and he says, we're learning to use some equipment we've had in these conference rooms and never learned how to use. Now we're learning how to use it. So what's the effect going to be on your outlook for 2020 as opposed to maybe what 4 weeks ago was?
Well, you know, when I think about this, and I sent a message out to the membership, and 4 weeks ago, the economy was booming, the backlog was high, Wall Street was at a record high, and 2020 looked like it had the potential to be another year similar to 2018, where commercial flooring contractor was going to experience a very positive growth. And now, I saw some news today that they have stopped construction in downtown Boston. And if you get these type of government mandates, it's going to seriously impact the revenue streams of a lot of commercial flooring contractors if this trend continues. So, you know, it's day by day. People's health has got to be most prominent. But at the same time, you know, we have to make sure we don't run the economy completely into the ground. So the new territory.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We should mention, since you're focused in the commercial business, that they announced today they postponed Nikon, too, as well.
That's a major decision as far as I'm concerned. You know, this is the gathering point for the industry. You know, we schedule our live board meetings out there. I'm sure that'll go to teleconference. For the industry to make that decision already is sort of stunning, and I think it's indicative of the ever-changing circumstances out in the real world at the moment.
Yeah. So let's go inward and focus on how it affects you as a commercial flooring dealer to talk about what you're doing, because you're a business leader as well. And, you know, not only do you run the business, but you're an advisor to your employees. Talk about what you're telling folks.
Well, I think this is a situation where calm leadership is required basically in the face of sheer panic. You have to make sure your employees are safe to begin with. And we've instituted a fair number of those best practices going forward. And we certainly want to communicate them to our Starnet brothers and sisters, but I'm sure most of them are doing it already. We've stopped all vendor calls from, you know, our manufacturers calling on us at the office. We have really limited any internal meetings. In fact, basically eliminated any internal meetings. We've got a focus on extreme cleanliness in the office, going on to overkill in that regard. And we have expanded and, in fact, encouraged as much teleworking as is feasible for someone could actually do their job at home in order to reduce the number of people in the office. Lastly, I would mention that we have absolutely zero tolerance for anybody who is remotely sick from coming into the office. That just doesn't work under the given circumstances. So,
you have countless number of crews. I mean, I don't know how many there are. You know, we're talking Tuesday here, St. Paddy's Day. Tell me what's going on. Are those crews out there, and do you think they're going to continue to be out there?
Well, you know, the customer reaction has been interesting. We do a lot of healthcare, and I think that's probably been the most impacted. We've had some assisted living jobs that have been stopped, particularly any renovation assisted living jobs, and we've had some hospital work that's been placed on hold. Mm-hmm. It'll probably go eventually, but it certainly isn't going to go when we had planned it to go. We had a job site with a positive tested worker for the virus that was temporarily stopped until they figured out how they were going to move forward and cleaning the job and all the rest of that.
So as we look at the bigger news, the global news, and we hear that the Chinese cases are reversed and there's fewer of them, is there anything we can learn from that, you think?
Well, I take heart from that because I'm hoping that news is correct because you get to see the other side of the journey here, which means, you know, we haven't quite yet gone through the rough period, but there is another side to this. So this too shall pass, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think it could be a rocky road for the next 2 to 3 weeks. And if we need to hunker down to stop this virus, then that's what we're going to have to do. But the economic impact of this on the economy is, I think, going to be unbelievable. So having said that, Americans are tough. We'll get through this. We just all need to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you're right that it's just 2 to 3 weeks that things turn around and something that we can look back on in a month or so and say, whew, that was a close one, right? I hope
so, too. You know, we've had many viruses here in the United States before that we've gotten through. Most don't seem to be as contagious as this one.
Yeah.
And, of course, the media isn't helping anything. If you watch the evening news, you know, you feel like you need to jump off the Chesapeake Bay Bridge by the time you finish watching. But, you know, apparently this is far more serious than some of those we've had in the past, and we're going to need to take it seriously.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right, Chuck. Well, thanks for giving us your perspective on this. Again, I've been talking to Chuck Bode, the CEO of CB Floors and chairman of the board for Starnet, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.